Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas to you all. Yes, it's that time of the year again. It's Christmas time. It's time where everyone eats themselves fat and their presents, depending on where you live. In Denmark, we celebrate Christmas the 24th of December. Why? Your mom. It actually isn't your mom, I just like doing that now. Do I need help? Yes. Well, I probably will get help. No. Anyways, welcome back to my podcast. This is the Christmas special of 2021.
Enjoy.
So, for the Christmas special, I don't want to talk about the usual content. You know, the usual segments. Otherwise, I'd have that, piece of paper out right now and look at the segments. But let's delve deeper into it, shall we? So, I'm not gonna give you the full-blown origin story for Christmas and every tiny detail there is about it. I've already done that over on my YouTube channel, go check out the video, actually. It's really great, it's called Learn About Christmas. As of the time I'm recording, this is my most recent episode. By the time you guys listen to it, it's going to be... By the time my fans actually start listening to this episode, we'll already be in the new year. Maybe even 2023 if I'm lucky. But yeah. So what am I gonna talk about instead? I'm just gonna be chatting. Really. See that?
See, I'm just gonna be chatting about some stuff I like to do here in Christmas.
What I hope to get this year. Before I actually get it. You know, I might just make a short episode tomorrow, telling if my predictions were right. You never know. Alright. So one thing I want most is a gaming PC. Yeah, currently I'm using a laptop for all my shit, and it's getting boring, so I'm currently slowly gathering up parts for full gaming, face cam included. I don't have a mousepad yet. But I also even have a professional one of those microphones every gamer uses on my wish list. But for that to work, I need a headset with Bluetooth in it. Will I find one? Probably. Will I get one? Probably not. Will I get one? Probably not. Trade it for one with Bluetooth? Probably. You never know here in Denmark. I'm not a professional English speaker. I'm not British or American. I'm just a fucking Dane. I'm from Denmark, you fucking morons. Okay, I have to admit that went a little bit too far. I'm terribly sorry for insulting you, you fucking buffoons. Wait a minute. So another thing I wish for is Fuck Life sunglasses. You know, what are those? You know those memes where the guy wears like cool sunglasses? Yeah. That became an actual thing. And that's on my wish list. I also have a whole bunch of Lego sets on my wish list. From Daily Bugle. Give me more pictures of Spider-Man! Do Iron Man armor? Do some more shit? I just have a lot of shit I like to collect it now. It's not so I can play with it, so I can collect it. I'm a collector. Are you your stuff? Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Cause I got a knife. I actually don't have it. I don't have a knife on my wish list. What are you taking for? A psychopath? That's a vanilla gold. Alright. I'll just add that to the eternally growing list of stuff I've been all over the years. Really great, actually. But yeah. But there's a lot more stuff I have. Aside from meme sunglasses, a gaming setup, and Lego. Even as like two. Fuck, I don't know what to call it in English. Hold on. Google time! I'm not joking. I'm actually pulling up Google. Beanbag shirt. Two beanbag shirts. There we go. That's the word. Beanbag shirts. Thank you, Google Translate. No, Google Translate ain't the best. It works. It works for us. It works when you need a quick translation. Oh, well. So there's a lot more. So Christmas is a wonderful time of year. Everyone is happy and celebrate a lot of things. And I too like to celebrate Christmas. Oh, I make the Christmas special. And I might as well get this out there. With my new schedule, I might as well make June like the Pratt special or something. That's what you're probably thinking. And I am actually kind of going to do that. Point being, God on. That Pride, with that LGBTQ, or what, list every letter of it here. I couldn't bother actually, I won't bother looking it up. Why? I don't know, that's a great reason. But yeah, so let's look into it. So let's take a look. So, I will put that under the self-improvement section, and it will be Pride Month exclusive. Oh, why just make a Pride Month special, actually, where I just talk about the LGBTQ and how I feel about them. Actually, no, how I feel about them, I'm gonna save up for my YouTube channel, because I feel like that will be a place where I can better express it. Your podcast is more of a talkative place, not a serious, emotional place. It's more a place where you just come, sit down, put in your headset or your headphones or whatever the hell you use to listen to me. Who knows, speaker, so you know your entire neighborhood, if you have neighbors. Either you live far away from everyone else or I killed them. I sure hope to God that it isn't number two, because if it's number two, I ain't gonna take responsibility for that. That's your problem, man, buddy. Anyways, let me get back to, the business here. So Christmas is quite often looked as a place for Santa Claus. I can kind of understand it. But one person that often gets overlooked... Jesus. Hold on, I can feel a sneeze incoming. I'm gonna kill the sneeze. I killed the sneeze. I love myself. Oh God, I love my jokes. But yeah, good cheese is quite often gets overlooked. Considering it is one of the reasons why we celebrate Christmas how we do today. The 24th of December is Jesus' birthday. It was the day he was born. It was the day he popped out of his mother womb and was like, and everyone was like, hallelujah. He was like, wow. because he's a baby. Every baby goes, aah! At one point in their life, well, me included. And we've all done things we regret doing as an adult. Don't even get me started on that, but yeah. Jesus gets overlooked nowadays. Nowadays, with Christmas. Santa gets all the praise. Jesus gets none of it. Don't get me wrong, Santa's great. But have you ever been loved by Jesus Christ himself? In the eyes of God? well, Christmas gets overlooked a lot. Christmas gets overlooked as Santa Claus, this holiday instead of Jesus' birthday, which it is. But what can I do to change society? Nothing. I mean it. Nothing. But yeah. So, with this in mind, I honestly feel like I could easily just close off the episode here and it would do well enough, if not too long. But my usual episodes are 20 minutes long, so I'm gonna keep going talking about shit. Will I have any specific things to talk about? Probably not. But I'll talk. It's going to be different from the usual episode, but it's special. Also, there will be. But, hey, fun fact, it's actually snowing here in Denmark right now. The first white Christmas we've had in a while. Trust me on that one. It snowed yesterday, I'm pretty sure, and it's like 100% likely that it's going to snow today. Or at least the snow staying. So yeah, it's snowing in Denmark. So let me tell you why that's special.
Why is that a special occasion?
This is like, I'm pretty sure 2021 we got more snow this December. We might have gotten more snow this December in 2021. We got the entirety of, I think, several years have we waited for snow. Several. True, there might have been some here and there. But never so much as we've gotten this in the duration of a month. So this is the most amount of snow. So this is the first time where we had snow that lasted for several days. Whoa. But yeah, snow is fun. You can build snowmen, you can throw snowballs at other people, you can be a menace to society with that. You can be a menace to society with that last one, I was just messing. Yeah, you can do a lot of things. But yeah. One thing that I feel like it's a little you can do with snow is eat it! Actually, I didn't have anything there, I just went for it, and it turned out like garbage. And it turned out as garbage as well. And I got a haircut yesterday. I feel so better without having like a load of hair right here. All over the side. My usual haircut cuts the stuff to the sides, get down to 6 millimeters. And the top usually gets shortened out a lot. Leading me to have a sexy hair. Leading me to my sexy hair. So, will I change it? Nope. Will I ever change it? No. This hairstyle is here to stay. Just so I know. So if you want me to, go bald, not happening. Fun fact, when I made that first YouTube video, I haven't gotten a haircut because we were in complete lockdown. And I'm pretty sure it was also during like the lockdown that we moved. I don't know. But point being, my hair got extremely long because, well, just took a size without taking the top because God knows I'm not gonna do that. I'll fuck it up. But yeah. So when I was younger, my hair was a little bit more experimental. Good today. Most notoriously, it was a lot shorter up on the top. It wasn't, late society looking all sexy and just jammed gentlemanish. Okay, my hair actually looks like I'm a gentleman. Well, my hair actually used to be like a little bit longer than the hair on the sides.
Maybe that's how I got my usual hairstyle, because my hair became like really long without getting a haircut, so it just leaked down. Maybe that's what happened. For being infected with hairstyle since like 4th grade, and I ended up giving up on it. So yeah, a lot of stuff is, so yeah. My hairstyle is completely awesome. And it, you know, it usually, there was one time where like, I was like about it, school or new year, but like, pretty sure it was like 6th grade or something, I don't know. Pretty sure that was the first one of those I ever went to. I went there, my hair was, the hair I had at that time was just like, just like pointing upward, which is pointing upwards as much as it could, and it was blue on top. Huh. I was so proud of myself at that party. I'm pretty sure I also got, they were like, whoa, awesome, dude. Like, oh. Nowadays, I'm a joke cracking, dancing menace. Go to this party, hell. The most recent one I've been at, I had a dance party with someone. I won. They might have known more actual dance moves than I do. But dang, but nothing, and I mean nothing, beats my rapid feet tapping dance move. Like, good luck keeping up with these feet. Good luck keeping up with these feet with your basic dance moves. Just saying, you can't. You ain't got shit on what I got. You know, it just goes. Oh, still fun. But yeah, you can tell that I'm a little bit excited today. Okay, so yeah. Anyways, from talking about my hair, let's go back a bit. Actually, no, I'm still gonna. I'm getting a beard. I don't think I'm getting a beard. Like, I just don't think I'm getting facial hair. Besides, my smooth face is awesome. Oh, I just got some shavers. Not for my face. For the other area. If you know, you know. And that's all I'm gonna say to you. All I'm gonna say to you. Oh, something just fell down. I'm gonna fix it. Yeah, that thing that fell down was from a massive battlefield I'm like working on. I just really added like the Hulkbuster to it. The one from Infinity War. As Lego set to it. I gotta say, my battlefield's looking awesome. We have a lot more bad guys than good guys. He's in all our war zone. But yeah, that's it. And then, this has been a fun episode to record because I can just be as casual as possible. Okay, what your mom does on a daily basis. Got him. Anyways, thank you for listening to my podcast. Go check out my YouTube channel for, more humoristic and also occasionally serious content. For more humoristic and character-based content rather than just talk-based content, which this is. Follow my Twitch, despite the fact that I don't use it. Follow me on Twitter if you want to see me be an absolute menace to society.
and go follow me on Instagram, where I occasionally post random shit I just randomly make out of nowhere. And another thing is, yeah, go follow me on TikTok. I use Trash Subscription Error, and also subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's basically just that. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you don't, I'm gonna kill you in your sleep. And I know where you live. Anyways, thank you for listening to my podcast. I'll hopefully see you. Hopefully see you on my YouTube channel. See you all in the next episode as we enter a new year. Toodles and bye.